Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. How good are you at predicting the future? Nobody is really, else we'd have a lot more lottery winners. See, your predictions come from your lenses, the way you see the world, your slant, your take, your perspective, your expertise stamped all over it. What you're seeing unfold and where you think the likely changes are coming. The problem is that's just one view, and the power comes in the diverse views of your peers, lots of other influencers out there. That's when you see the patterns and the likely outcomes that you can bet on and take decisions and action on. So let's check out the predictions of five more of our top accounting influencers and experts. Sharing the thoughts now is Arun Mira, CEO of Samira Global, dedicated to helping accountants build and scale their firms on a global scale with strategic advice and insights into international markets.
First one we've talked about already, we've talked about AI and tech. I think that will change things, okay? It will take away a lot of the processing work, take away a lot of preparation of statutory accounts, tax returns, etc. I think that's one prediction. I think the other one though is accountants, and this isn't natural for many accountants, that they have to be that face of their organization. They have to be strong marketers. They have to be developing these digital marketing skills that they put their videos on YouTube or TikTok or LinkedIn or whatever it may be. And I think those firms and those people in those firms will be the ones that really stand out. I see too many medium to large organizations or accountancy firms, and they're traditional partnership models, and they fear the changing world of accounting, where it is driven by things like we see on LinkedIn, it is driven by people on TikTok, etc. Okay, so I think that's a massive change, because if a lot of the back end work is happening, these accountancy firms really have to be those marketeers, and they have to be strong in marketing. And then I suppose the third point is, goes back to, as I said earlier, it's resource. And if you can't find the resource here in the UK or in the US, it's about using great people overseas. I've seen it time and time again. I use it myself. I do it myself. In the last year, I've hired people overseas in India. Great English, great attitude, hungry to learn. You know what? That's where it's going. And the cost differential is huge as well. So if we're going to be the accounting world evolve, it'll be those three things. It's accountants need to be much more AI focused and getting involved and developing and training their team in it, becoming marketeers themselves, and then utilizing the power of offshore people as well.
Next, we welcome Ashley Leeds, known as the 15-minute guy, teaching professionals how to leverage LinkedIn effectively in just 15 minutes a day to grow their network and business opportunities.
So in the coming years, I think my top three predictions has to be AI at the top. It's gonna change the game for everything. And so we need to adopt it. Don't be scared of it. When software first came out, when computers first came out, there were those accountants that paid the price of a small car for a computer, and they led the way, and they then developed software and had things working for them. So yeah, try and get into that AI and understand what it can do and how it can help us. Development of software for advisory, I think that's going to be another key thing. So making it easy for accountants to advise their clients. There's a few packages around at the moment, but I see that there's going to be an awful lot more coming in. So we can actually go in and say, look, we want to do this, we want to do that, and really help the client. So clients like seeing stuff on computers. They like to see the automation, and it's called automation bias in neuroscience. And I think that is something key. And accountants and bookkeepers need to be using social media more to educate the masses. You know, small business owners, they're still standing around with a load of receipts by their computer because they don't know what to do with them. And I think that accountants and bookkeepers should get more videos done and start educating us, because we're so busy doing our own thing, we don't know what else is available. So if accountants and bookkeepers start educating more, then they can train us small business owners to use them better. And the other thing, you need to be thinking about LinkedIn, because accountants are all over the place, but LinkedIn is the place where business owners are going to be. And creating content as an accountant or a bookkeeper is dead easy, because you know so much about what small business owners have to do. So if you just keep dripping content on a regular basis, and regular only needs to be once a week, you could do Tax Tip Tuesdays, you could do Financial Fridays, but just start educating us. Let us know what we don't know. And then we're going to see you as an expert in your field.
Next, we hear the perspective of Becky Glover, an award-winning finance director, board member, and business leader renowned for her strategic financial leadership and commitment to driving business success.
Okay, so my first one has to be around, obviously, technology, AI, automation. I mean, we've been talking about it for what seems like forever now, but I do think it's coming in faster. There's lots of new players coming out. And I think that's going to be huge, but it's going to be huge in years to come. We're just going to get faster and faster growth, and changes will be much quicker. The other one I think is instant result. People are expecting, as bare minimum now, very real-time information. So there are businesses that say, what's my information now? How is that going to look tomorrow? And expect that to be available instantly. So no more taking 2 weeks to do a cash flow forecast. They want it now. And also, oh, I'm not quite sure about that little driver anymore. Let's change that. Let's pull this lever. And now I want that redone now. So that's also my second. My third, which is a little bit different, and I'm not sure it's coming instantly, but I've heard quite a lot of people talking about it, and that's e-invoicing. So I know in some European countries, it's a lot more popular and they're doing it a lot more and sort of mandating it. But we haven't really had those conversations as much yet, I don't think. So e-invoicing, it's really, really, I think, exciting. I think we can achieve quite a lot through e-invoicing. There's also the prompt payment code, which can sit nicely alongside e-invoicing. And I recently had some information and discussions with people around what e-invoicing, prompt payment code, and faster payments can actually do for the wider economy. And it's huge. So I think if everyone can start to think about that, start to think about making that more efficient and getting their payments a lot quicker, I do think the overall economy will be benefiting. So not just finance and accounting, the whole country.
Next, please welcome Ben Richmond, a chartered accountant and US country manager at Xero, where he leads initiatives to empower small businesses and accountants with innovative cloud-based accounting software.
Fantastic. Well, firstly, I think the industry's reached a pivotal point in which accountants and bookkeepers are going to need to have much more of an overall approach to how they approach cloud, AI, and the technology. So how are you digitizing your practice and your business? We're still talking about CAS, client advisory service, like it's a new thing. It's going to become table stakes. And so if firms don't lean into that and the benefits that brings, it's going to, I do think we're going to start to see these new fully managed service shop firms really start to accelerate away. And the firms that haven't will become a much smaller niche. The second thing I think is AI. I mean, you probably got this from all the interviews you've done. It's going to continue to gain traction within the industry. It's not going away. And I know people are throwing rocks at it at the moment because there's certain parts of it are still, finding its feet. But when we think about what we do, the automated ease it's going to bring to creating financial statements, regulatory docs, it's going to get better at categorizing items within a threshold. And it's going to get better at becoming more human-like when it comes to judgment around expense reports and tax filings. So all those things are going to, rapidly start to get taken away. Now, again, what I said earlier, the human context around the insights that give us will be necessary. So AI won't replace accountants. It will replace accountants who don't embrace it and don't evolve. But overall, those who, those are the ones, there's a really exciting opportunity for the ones that do embrace it. The third one is, and you probably hear this passion come through in my other questions, I think the profession needs to, and I think it's going to do it. You're going to continue to see it expand the emotional intelligence and empathy that we bring through advisory, because that is our true advantage. And accounting professionals can do this, and they need to focus on, you know, you're going to see more soft skills come to the front around how they work with clients, balancing empathy, active listening, and how they apply emotional intelligence. You think about what we do. We help businesses make a decision to buy another business. We help people through tough succession planning. We help them make hard calls when a part of the business might be going well. And emotional intelligence is so powerful there, and it's something we're not investing enough in today, but it's going to become our advantage going forward. And so I think you're going to see more. The futuristic accountant, the old jokes just won't make sense for in 10 years' time.
Diving into the conversation now is Blake Oliver, founder of Earmark, where accountants earn CPE for listening to podcasts, blending education with entertainment to support the accounting profession's continuous learning.
This one I did not make a list. And it's funny, you know, I asked ChatGPT this question, which I do for everything now. And sustainability and ESG comes up. And I just gotta say, this might be my anti-predictions, because I think ESG is just it's a buzzword. It's essentially meaningless because it's an amalgamation of three different things that really don't have anything to do with each other. And I think that's all going to fade because people are going to realize it's a scam. People who promote ESG mean well, but you can't group environmental factors, social factors, and governance factors into a single score. It's just impossible. So I think that will fade. And what I really hope will happen is that accounting will refocus on our core job, which is to provide solid, actionable financial data to decision makers and investors. And unfortunately, generally accepted accounting principles here in the United States has simply not kept up with the shift in our economy from tangible to intangible assets. A lot of people don't realize that over the past, well, let's say starting in the 70s, so that would be 50 years, our economy has shifted from being like 80-20 tangible assets, intangible assets, where 80% of our economy market value was created by physical goods and machinery, manufacturing. Over the last 50 years, it is inverted. 90% of S&P market value is now from intangible assets, not from factories and railroads and machinery. It's from intellectual property, software, technology, brands. That is what drives growth in the United States. And we've basically offshored, automated a lot of the stuff that used to create value. And those are almost commodities now. It's crazy to think that manufacturing is almost a commodity. The problem is that accounting really hasn't changed. You know, we still think of things in terms of physical assets on the balance sheet. And a lot of these intangible assets, we don't even know how to record the value of those things or how to track that for investors. So my prediction is that there will be a shift. We will get new blood in the standards makers, and hopefully they will realize that if we want to keep accounting relevant, that we have to figure out a way to account for these intangible assets for subscription-based businesses. We've got to modernize the accounting. And maybe that's a pipe dream, but I believe that it's necessary if we want to stay relevant. And my third prediction is pretty obvious, but it's technology. The accounting profession is going to be dragged along, just like all the other professions, by AI. It's going to fundamentally transform how we train staff, how we provide services to clients, and hopefully save us a lot of time, make our lives better. Ever since I started using AI, I've probably cut my workday down by a few hours every day. I'm not kidding. And we just need a few more vendors to integrate AI into the systems that we're using for most accountants to start seeing that benefit as well. And so my hope is that we're going to get outside more. We're going to get more exercise. We're going to live happier, more fulfilled lives. And I think that will probably be the best thing for accounting, because happy accountants mean that we're going to do better work.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise. What are they willing to bet on? What do they see in their crystal balls? That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.